told Brother Philip I feel tricked. It's good to be with you tonight. I feel like the time has been very well spent. If you will pray, continue to pray for just a few moments. I have been very consumed lately with the thought of the importance of the Scripture in our daily lives, how important it is to add the Scripture to our daily lives. If you'll turn with me just for a few moments, we'll draw some thoughts from 2 Timothy chapter 3, a very familiar portion of Scripture where the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The Apostle Paul says that the Scripture, he lists four things are good for us, are beneficial, or profitable for four things. But before he says that, he says that it's all given by the inspiration of God. Peter, the first chapter of 2 Peter, where Brother Philip was tonight, says this at the very last verse. He says the prophecy, speaking of the prophecy of old, the Scripture, he says in the previous verse, came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Well, I tell you, that's really important for us to understand where Scripture came from, isn't it? That it's not just the words of man, but it's that the Word of God, what we're reading tonight, you're hearing a man speak, but what we're reading, more important than what the man speaks, we're reading the Word of God. And I was reminded of a Scripture that Paul said to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, chapter 2, he's writing to them and he says that when I came to you, you received the word of God, which you heard of us. You received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which, now don't miss this part because this is what I'm after, which effectively worketh in you who believe. We're reading from a very special book tonight. This book is the Word of, number one, what makes it special is that it's the Word of God. It's not the Word of men, it's the Word of God. What makes it special is that it is an effectively worker in the heart and in the mind and in the soul of you who believe. What have you read lately that you can say is truly an effectively worker for your profit and for your benefit? Can you say that about the Macon Telegraph? Can you say that about the New York Times? I hope not. Even more so. But I want you to know tonight that this book is not just a history book, and it's not just a book of philosophy. That's what man will say about it. You know, that it's just a book, an old-fashioned, outdated, antiquated book that really has no relevance to us in this life. Let me tell you, the Bible says that it's given by the inspiration, the literally breathed out of God, and it is profitable. In other words, it does you good. It's good for you. It's beneficial to you. We were having some discussion about this week at home, about the profitableness of the Scripture. And I had to explain what a profit was. You know, if you invest your money in something, and the simple illustration that I gave, if I could use it here, maybe some of you that were there heard this before, but if I bought a car for $2,000 and I turned around and sold it for $2,500, I've profited $500. I made an investment, I got a return on that investment. That means it's a profitable thing for me to do. If I were a car salesman, I'd be a decent car salesman if I could do that. I don't have what it takes to do that, though. If you invest your money, if we were to invest our money in the stock market, and we were to invest it, whatever the price is, when it goes up, whatever it goes up, the difference is profit. That's the money that we get out of our initial investment. Well, if we use that analogy and that illustration to the scripture, which Paul said by the inspiration of God is profitable, what that means is that if we invest in the scripture, now does the scripture cost us anything? I mean, do you have to, the Bible says that the truth is without price. That just the scripture, as soon as it came in my mind, it left it. Does it cost you anything? Well, it's not a monetary cost. But does it cost you anything to apply this scripture to your life? I would assert that it does. It costs us time. It costs us energy. It costs us in economics we used to use the term, it costs us the opportunity cost of doing something, anything else that we would be doing other than reading the scripture. You know, I could be watching my favorite television show, or I could be reading my favorite magazine, or I could be talking on the phone. But that time that we invest in scripture, all of that aside, the Bible says, bottom line, it's profitable. In other words, there's a great return on your investment that you and I put in reading and applying the scripture to our daily lives. Now, let me just talk about these things very quickly as we close. These things that Paul says that it's profitable for. It's good for us for. It's beneficial for us for. He says it's profitable for doctrine. Now, that word just simply means teaching and learning. I have a superintendent at school. Maybe he won't hear this recording. He's an old coach. He coached us he was a coach when I was in high school in Jones County. And he taught me outdoor education. When I was a senior in high school, had to have another credit. Outdoor education was it. Now he's the superintendent of schools, and his message is teaching and learning. And he just has a big old southern drawl, and he says, we're about teaching and learning. You know, we're all about teaching and learning to our schools, to our children. Well, that's what the word doctrine means. It simply means teaching and learning. And whatever it is that's beneficial, you can bet that you can learn it from the scripture. Doctrine, the doctrine of God and who God is. The doctrine of man and who we are outside of God and who we are in Christ. How do we know that? The scripture tells us that. How do you know that God is love? The doctrine of God in the Bible tells you God is love. Aren't you glad that that's in the Bible, that God is love? Aren't you glad to read the doctrine of predestination and election and a definite atonement? A particular redemption? Aren't you glad to read that doctrine in the Bible? Aren't you glad to read the doctrine of God's promises that Brother Philip has told us about tonight? A God that will never leave you nor forsake you. How do we know that about God? Well, we've learned it from the Scripture, from the doctrine of God in His Word. That's profitable to me, isn't it, to you? To know about my God and what He's done for me. To know about what I was without Him, and now what I am because of Him. That's good for me to know the doctrine of man outside of Christ. And thank God we know the doctrine of His children in Him. I'm thankful to know about the doctrine of eternal security. Aren't you glad to know about the doctrine, the teaching and learning about eternal security? That's what that word doctrine means. It also means what our response, the teaching and learning of what our response ought to be because of what God has done for us. There's plenty of practical teaching and learning in the Scripture about what we are, about our response and reaction to God's great love for us. It says that it's profitable not only for doctrine, but it's also profitable for reproof. Now the word reproof literally means conviction. How many of us like to be convicted? How many of us like to pick up the scripture and be convicted and be pricked in our hearts and be told about the mistakes that we've made and the sins that we've committed? Is that pleasant to anybody in here? That's not pleasant, but you know what? Beyond it being pleasant, it's profitable. It's good for us. It's profitable for reproof, for me to understand what my mistakes are so that I don't keep making them. But you know what? It's profitable for even more than that. It's not only reproof, but the next word is correction. The word correction means restoration. Reproof means, this is what you've done wrong. Correction is, this is how you fix it. Reproof is, this is what you've done that's broken. Correction is how you fix what's broken. Aren't you glad that the Bible doesn't just tell you that you're a bunch of dirty, rotten, filthy sinners, but that it tells you how to fix the things in your life to be more like Him who saved us? It's profitable for that. It's good for it. It's beneficial for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, why is that important? So that we don't continue to need, which we're going to continue to need, reproving. As long as we're in this world, we'll continue to need reproving. And we'll continue to need correcting. But that instruction in righteousness will keep us, will help to keep us on the way of God that we need to be. This is a profitable book. I encourage you at the beginning of this year to make it part of, to make it a regular part of your daily, not just weekly life. The Apostle Paul said to the church at Colossae, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Not poorly, not meagerly, not mediocrely, not just enough to get by. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, abundantly, more and more. And it doesn't say just on Sunday morning, not just a stranger passing through. Dwell in, live in, stay in, abide in. Not just let the word of Christ go in one ear and out the other on Sunday morning. That doesn't do us any good. That's no profit for us, is it? To let the word of God, hear it on Sunday morning and go out on Monday and live any old kind of way. That's not being profitable. But we're reading tonight a holy book from a holy God that teaches us the way of holiness, that we might please Him who has done such great things for us. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect. Sinless? No, that's not what the word perfect means there. It means complete. The Word of God is a complete, thoroughly furnisher unto all good works. May God help us when we read it to realize who the author is. I've been guilty so many times of, reading the Word of God and I'm on the Bible plan, and so I got to get so far, or else I'm not going to make it. So I'll read the Word of God because I got to make my goal today. And it don't quite connect, you understand? Because I got a goal to meet. And if I get a little far behind, well, I got a Bible app. I can read it on the way to work while I fight traffic on I-16. This is a holy book. It was written by a holy God for His people that have been made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ, in order that we might try to live in a way that's holy and pleasing and acceptable to Him. And it'll do you good if we read it and attend to it and let it dwell in us richly. It'll be profitable to us in this year. May God bless you tonight, as much.